A button goes all squiggly and shit and not round. You hit it and you kill niggas right away. It's too easy.
No, dude, that's all about timing, man. I don't use that thing at all.
Then you're obviously not a pro.
Not a pro? I don't need to use that thing, man.
Fucking frail sauce.
You're frail sauce.
What about those niggas with the armor? You have to cut that shit off.
Yeah?
Use the reaction buttons. Why would you bother running around it when you could use the reaction buttons? Are you such a fucking
It's
idiot?
One button.
You know what? I can't go into this conversation. You know what? This podcast, I'm not doing this podcast.
Too bad, it's already been recording.
God damn it, Steve! I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. You asshole. I knew you were going to record that shit.
And they only recorded about maybe 30 seconds of that. A minute. Good. My bad.
Good. Only a minute. You fuck.
Okay, welcome to the Random Entitled Podcast.
God damn it.
Host, Bleach Man, and my co-host, as always,
Viper.
Mr. Laggy.
Niggers.
And my other co-host?
Bitch Hortense.
What?
You heard me.
I heard...
Bitch Hortense.
Bitch Hortense. Okay.
Hortense.
And?
Fatty.
Okay, then. And today we are talking about Anemu and Mango. Why? Because we're fucking lazy.
Jesus Christ, you should have recorded that whole rage rant.
Well, you can do it again if you want to.
No, I don't want to get into it. Let's go to anime.
Alright, but before we do, we gotta do our usual segment where we usually talk about stuff we're doing right now. So, like, new games, movies, whatever.
I do nothing.
I know Samir just got Mass Effect 2, so I know he wants to talk about it.
No, he doesn't. He wants to play it.
Samir, you want to talk about Mass Effect 2? Alright, go for it. But you need to speak up, though.
Is this better?
That's perfect.
Okay, so...
Mass Effect 2. Where did we begin?
Louder!
So far away!
What? Wait, what?
It's like, perfect. And then you went all the way... It's like, literally, you sounded like you were right up to the mic, and within a millisecond, you teleported across the room.
How about now?
Yes, fine. Just talk.
Alright, so Mass Effect 2.
Well, I'm going to treat Mass Effect 1 before I start explaining 2. Alright, so Mass Effect 1, you play a character called Shepard. His first name doesn't matter because you can switch his first name around. Basically, you go through and it's a whole, like, alien civilizations that happened, that expanded, and whatnot. So, eventually, the storyline goes, you become this, like, agent for this alliance of aliens, and you go around to stop a rogue agent. You kill him, and you find out lots of evil stuff happens in Mass Effect 1.
That's just crazy.
To become evil. So, Mass Effect 2 continues the storyline, but with a twist. Shepard dies at the beginning. Spoiler. Alright, so...
Oh my god!
I'm into the storyline, because storyline's absolutely, like, ridiculous in this game. I'm going to go into the difference between Mass Effect 1 and 2. Alright, Mass Effect 2, combat system is basically the same thing. You got your third-person shooter. This Mass Effect 2 is more of a shooter than Mass Effect 1 was. It's just more design, like... It's a lot more tactical now. It's like you can't go guns blazing in, otherwise you're just going to be dying in this one.
Tits.
Alright, they also made your allies a little bit simpler. All your allies have at most 4 abilities. It's easier to keep track of. And it's a little bit better. The game's a lot more smoother in terms of combat. It's not, like, ridiculous. Since they added a new gun, the submachine gun, which everybody can use. You're not really stuck with a pistol. But the nice thing they did with this game on weapons is that weapons are chosen based on your playstyle. So, for example, the pistol I'm using is a cannon. It shoots...
Does it shoot cannonballs?
No, but it shoots...
Then it is not a cannon!
It's called a hand cannon.
No, it is not a cannon if it does not shoot cannonballs.
You like balls.
Good sir!
What if it's the laser cannon?
It must shoot laser cannonballs.
So another thing I'll talk about is like in Mass Effect 1 they had a like mini game like if you want to hack anything, which is press the buttons that show up on the screen. This one's a little different. The hacking part is you have to find 3 pieces of code and then match up. And then there's a bypass mini game which is you match the 2 matching icons.
Match the hatch.
Yeah, that's a little different. It takes a little bit longer, but something different. What else? Lava cap is a lot shorter. It's level 30 in Mass Effect 1 of 60. So right now I'm trying to play the game through Insanity difficulty, and I already died at least 5 times on the first mission.
Because you suck.
You suck.
Dude, they absolutely just ripped my shields.
You suck a giant dick. Shut up. Learn how to play.
Alright, so... Yeah, right now I'm playing as a Vanguard. I played on the first one. In this one, it's ridiculous how they made each class is like so much better.
Yo, it's all about assassins.
I personally love the Vanguard just because of 2 abilities. Charge and Shockwave. Charge, you basically go through everything and ram into your target, which is ridiculous.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Exactly, and then you got Shockwave, which... sends like a thing of shock. It shakes the whole ground in front of you and launches everybody in front of you like up in the sky. It's pretty crazy. Another change they did with the combat system is that since different enemies have different armor,
the juggernaut, bitch.
Not all your biotic abilities, which is basically your superpowers, won't work on everybody. So that's something a little bit different. What else? Oh. Aside from the class changes, you get different squads, so you get a little bit more of a combination, and some squad mates that actually balance you out a little bit better, so it's just, you know, for fun to have around. As for, the biggest thing they changed is in terms of an RPG, aside from your weapons, your armor, you actually can customize your armor. It's not done by each piece, so it doesn't help. There's the headpiece, the chest piece, the gloves, and etc.
Yo, the female armor pieces look mad sexy.
Sure.
Damn straight.
So yeah, each piece has their own special bonus. And yeah, let's see. The leveling system. Your skill points. They got rid of the whole leveling up your weapon. Did you get... make it better.
Oh, you can't do that?
But they changed it.
What?
You can upgrade it now.
What?
Yeah, they put in this whole upgrade system, so you can upgrade,
That's fucking ridiculous, yo.
You can research better, weapon upgrades, increase, like, what, something new they put in is called heavy weapons, which got rid of your grenades. So now you have like a heavy weapon, so you get a grenade launcher, a freeze blasting gun, rocket launcher, you get a nuke. A nuke is freaking ridiculous.
I would assume so.
And if you pre-order the game from GameStop, you get the black hole gun, which I end up getting the code by a freak accident, which is kind of funny.
No, it isn't.
Oh, do you know 7-Eleven's giving away codes too?
Yeah, I know. It's a Dr. Pepper promotion code.
Oh, yeah.
I have them if you want.
Yeah, I need one of those. I haven't been able to find any of those Dr. Pepper promotion codes.
That's so cool.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I saw a link yesterday that he might want. It's not on Destructoid. Give me a second.
What else with the game? Oh, yeah. The romance. You have choices of basically every single female... male, depending on what gender you pick. So, if anybody played Mass Effect 1 and had any interest in Tali, you can now romance her in this game.
I like how you said you can now romance her.
Yes. You can do her.
Is she the one with a mask?
I'd make a female character and romance her.
Unfortunately, you can't do that. Unless, you know, depends.
Wait, you can't do that anymore?
What? Dicks.
Can't go gay or lesbian?
I don't think you can.
What?
That's very inconsiderate to the gay and lesbian community.
No.
Intergalactic Space Organization.
Not for lesbians. I mean, you still get to boot alien chick species, and you can do that.
Whatever. Fuck Mass Effect. The first one pissed me off.
Why?
Because I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, the second one was built more of a shooter.
I might like that one more, but I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, Smear, here you go.
What?
There you go, Smear.
Yeah, I'm looking at this link.
Anything else that you guys have been playing recently?
I'm playing The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I wonder why.
Because I had this fucking huge argument with you. And I know for a goddamn fact that this is better than Wind Waker. So shut your fucking mouth. You fucking cunt. Don't ever question me.
Nah, man, nah.
Just shut up.
Nah, shut man, up. Nah.
Fuck, I just spilled soda. I hate you.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, this is funny.
You making them rage?
I am making them rage. This is fun. Is it on your keyboard, Fanny?
Mono got to the Aniki.
All right.
Stop PNG.
Not PNG. Anyways, yeah, so should we go into the actual Animu segment thingy?
Nope.
Alright, then what should we do now, then?
I don't know.
Okay, then, so should we move on?
Well, yeah, since basically it's, Bleach Man and Ellie show.
Where did Samir go, then?
Samir, he's the breathing guy in the background.
And what about Fatty?
Fatty ran off. He spilt soda on him.
No, I spilt it on my fucking keyboard.
Good
God
job.
Burned!
Dude, this is even worse.
Alright, so now we're officially even for the laptop exploding.
No.
We're even now.
No, because I swear to God, a lock's going to fall in your car.
No, man.
You're going to be driving behind a locksmith. A lock's gonna fall right the fuck out the window. It's gonna hit you. It's gonna hit your car right in the tire, cause it to explode, and send your fucking piece of shit Honda straight into a concrete divider.
With me in it?
No, Steve. You're gonna think you're fucking John McCain, and you're gonna fucking McCain. You think? You're gonna be fucking. You think? Fuck it. You know what?
You're thinking way too much.
You'll be in the car because you're not gonna do some crazy action hero shit, and you're not gonna try to jump out. Because if you jump out, then I'm gonna be right behind you, going, "LOL, nigga," and I'm gonna run your head over. Run your head right the fuck over.
It is a big target.
Oh snap!
Shit! I didn't want to get into that. I need to borrow a truck for that. You're right. God damn it.
Get a fucking monster truck. Run his head over.
Oh, Steve.
Yo.
Just to add one more thing to what I was talking about before. All DLC for Mass Effect 2 is going to be free.
Really?
Yep. Assuming that, you know, you have the downloader.
Oh, wait. Did you talk about what, like, data that gets transferred over from, Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2.
Alright, I completely forgot about that. Nice thing with that is, if you played Mass Effect 1 and you beat it through, you can import your character over to Mass Effect 2. You can actually change the class at the beginning of Mass Effect 2 if you didn't like playing whatever class you were playing. And it'll keep the choices of what you did from Mass Effect 1 over to Mass Effect 2.
Definitely.
So the game's actually a lot more personalized to you, and it's awesome.
You sounded mad creepy. Personalized. It's like you went all Dark Knight.
I'm Batman.
Where is he? I am now incoherent. Fuck. This podcast is going nowhere.
Alright, so should we go to the anime segment now?
Sure.
Alright, so...
You didn't ask me what I was doing, nigger.
Oh, Fatty, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Moving on! Alright, so what are the rest of you doing then?
What are you doing, Ellie?
What am I doing?
Besides masturbating.
Well, what am I doing what? In
Forget
general?
It. Yeah, what are you doing in general?
Sleeping.
That sounds fun.
Sounds like you're a narcoleptic.
Chronic fatigue, bro.
Cool story.
I was sleeping.
Shut up. I need to sleep, motherfucker. I haven't slept in over 24 hours.
In over 24 hours? Shit, man.
I'm tired. I took like an hour nap and some bitch woke me up and fucking was like, don't take a nap. And I was like, but I'm a lazy Negro. That's all I know how to do.
That's wasteless. All right, let's move on to the actual topics. Okay, first anime ever seen. Fanny, let's go with you.
First anime. Would you consider Thundercats an anime?
No, that's American Made.
It's like Thundercats is an anime.
What the fuck? I don't know. First anime. I guess Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball? Which one? Shit, I don't even know, nigga.
Well, what do you think did you see first?
I don't think the scene done.
You don't
I don't know, man. Octagons, I don't know. First anime ever seen. I know there's gotta be. Oh, no, that's American made. Fuck.
I know mine. Can I go?
Shit. Gundam Wing. No, that wasn't it. You know what? Go ahead. I don't fucking remember this shit.
Okay. My first anime was Speed Racer. Fuck. American dub.
Oh, shit. Totally forgot about that. Fuck. But I don't know. Maybe. I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. Whatever. Fuck this talk. Fuck.
Alrighty. Samir, you got one?
What's the topic?
First anime you ever seen.
Follow. It had to be Dragon Ball Z.
Follow along, nigga.
Yeah, for me it's the same thing too. Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I think mine might have been Dragon Ball, but I'm trying to think when I saw Speed Racer, because I know I saw it.
But
I can't deny what I saw.
Yeah, I think Speed Racer.
I don't remember what channel, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. What channel is that shit on? Well, we all know that American animation is much more superior.
Superior?
Young man, you are very quick to be able to keep up with me. As a reward, I'm going to give you my treasure. It is called the Hookshot.
Okay. Yeah. Next topic. What was your most recently seen series?
Oh, God.
Okay, so what anime did you see recently? Fatty, let's start with you.
Why?
Because that's the order of what it is in Skype.
Oh, I guess. Well, I started, what's the fucking name of that thing?
Is it that one that was super depressing?
For me.
Faggot.
That shit's like mad cute. It's supposed to be mad cute.
It is mad cute.
It sounded very depressing.
You're depressing then.
Yeah, I'm extremely depressed. But let's see. I forgot what the fuck it's called.
Hold on.
Stop. Look it up.
Hold on, I got it.
Legend of Zelda, nigga.
All right, it's called Kimi ni Totoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like some love story shit. Big deal. I just like finding this socially awkward cunt just parading around with these much better looking people, and how she just becomes popular all of a sudden. Who the fuck does she think she is? She's chilling with really popular kids.
Is she Bella from Twilight?
No. Because unlike Bella, I don't instantly want to punch her. It took time for me to develop the rage. Bella, I was like, bitch, you're trolling me right away. I'll kill you. But she was like, oh, you know, she's a little creepy. All right. And then within an episode, she becomes a fuck. What the fuck? In one episode, she became the goddamn most popular bitch in school. Fuck her. And then what? She gets the hottest guy on top of that? Like, how the fuck does that happen? You cunt. And then I'm at episode 17, and she has yet to kiss him. I am so... This is the problem I have with Japanese romantic animes. It's like, I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, I'm fine. Call me gay, whatever. I don't give a shit. I enjoy them. You know, it's cool. You know, whatever. Because Japanese have the weirdest fucking sense of relationship. It is so weird. What relationship do you wait till fucking episode 17? And what human relationship do you wait till episode 17 to kiss? What the fuck is that? Fucking rage. Fucking rage. It's just, I don't understand. I just don't understand. It's like that with every anime. They always end the whole fucking season with a kiss. I should see fucking bloody sheets and a crying woman and a man smoking in a corner.
Why would her face sheets be bleeding?
What?
Why would her face be bleeding?
No, the sheets.
The cheeks.
Yes, her cheeks would be bleeding because he inserted a giant cactus in her anus. You fuck. Ah, I'm raging.
Oh, that's because... whatever.
Yeah, so... in conclusion, Japanese romantic movies, they're fun, you know. But goddamn, they just... Can you just get the fucking already... Really?
But that defeats the point of a romantic anime.
What, are you saying sex can't be romantic?
Oh, it can, but if they get to fucking already, then it's a hentai.
No, I want you to get to fucking by episode 26. You don't have to show me. Just make it obvious they fucked. That's all I want. I want you to get to kissing at least by episodes 10 to 15. I'll give you that much. And that's for a 26-episode season. Like, if you're doing 12 episodes, you better get to fucking quick.
I think this is, like, it's probably going to be 25 episodes.
Probably, yeah.
Most likely.
25, maybe one OVA. But still. Like, come on.
Oh, apparently someone dies in that anime.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I hope it's the fucking main character.
No, I don't think it's her.
She's just fucking atrocious. Fucking silly cunt.
But she's adorable.
No, she's not. God damn it. Everyone feared her. And in one episode.
But it was because of misunderstandings.
Misunderstanding? A misunderstanding would be, I forgot to wear a condom. Oh, that was just a misunderstanding. No. This is not a misunderstanding. She's a creepy bitch. I'm just angry.
You're mean.
There's so much rage in my heart. Oh, I just want to fucking throw my controller through the goddamn TV.
Goddamn, Fatty.
Just can't be happy with anything.
Okay, how about you, Amy? What have you seen recently?
Basically, I've been watching a lot of Tatsunoko anime since Tatsunoko vs. Capcom came out. And I believe the most that I've been watching is Yatterman 2008. It's basically about this guy named Gon. He works as a mechanic, and his girlfriend named Ai also works there. And one day they decide that they want to fight crime, and they do.
Oh, shit. Yatterman
number one and Yatterman number two.
That's crazy.
And then they just have giant mechas that fucking kick ass.
You're making my pee-pee hard. Please stop.
What? Anyway, hilarity ensues and shit, and fucking awesome.
LOL.
Raffle.
Yatterman sounds like shit.
Well, fuck you.
Okay.
I need to get a video now.
A video?
Nigger.
You're gonna get a video of fuck you, nigger? That's pretty intense.
That sounds hot.
No.
That's a lot of emotion. That's a lot of emotion, a fuck you, nigger movie.
What?
I'm actually pretty confused, too. Okay, Samir, how about you? What's the most recently seen anime have you seen?
As in full series or just like some episodes?
Whatever.
Fullmetal Alchemist.
I'm about to go to the Forest Temple. I don't have time for your silly movies.
Wait.
Fuck.
Wait, Samir, the new series or like the one on like Adult Swim?
Watch it in a second. Gosh. What the fuck? You giant oversized dog, nigger.
Because right now there's a new, like, series which is supposed to be, like, more faithful to, like, the manga series, which is apparently superior. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Throwing bombs and shit, nigga.
All I'm missing right now is one armor piece from Mass Effect 2, which is the Dragon Age armor.
That's neat.
Alright, hold on, I gotta see this video.
Alright, next topics!
Boop.
Okay, favorite series ever.
I think we already did this.
I know, but people might have forgotten.
I'm
You're
going
right.
first.
I forgot my favorite series.
Yeah.
What?
Ew.
Wait, what?
Air Gear.
Nigga, you crazy.
Alright, Fatty, you.
Hey. That's derogatory. I take great offense.
Okay, then. So what is it?
I don't know.
You don't Stop. Know?
Stop rushing me.
Samir, you.
Hold on.
Favorite anime series?
Yeah.
Gundam Wing.
Alright, me. Yu Yu Hakusho. Fatty, go.
Fuck you, Yu Yu Hakusho is a good choice. Shit.
Just go with Dragon Ball Z and be done with
no,
it.
No. Okay. It's a close tie between Outlaw Star and I'm just going with Outlaw Star. That fucking I love that story, man. What the fuck is this? Oh, I'm raging. Okay, but yeah, I love it.
Alrighty, cool. Okay, let's see.
God, I'm so angry at Legend of Zelda since this podcast.
Ooh,
Jesus Christ!
I said, send me a text, you fool. All right, I'm going to have to hurry this up because I'm going to go ghost hunting.
Nigga, you're not going to find shit.
All right, most unique series you ever seen. All right, since this
Lucky
seems...
Lucky Star.
Can I ask why?
Because they're just so... Oh, nigga, they're so kawaii.
Am I cute? Ugu.
God damn.
Ohio. Okay, such a quiet morning.
Shut your whore mouth. Right now. I'm not going to take that shit. Not for a second. That's right. Well, okay. What was the question again? Oh, most unique.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you were serious there, man.
Shot. Me too. Most unique. I don't know. That's a tough one. What if it's a movie?
All right, you can go for that.
Okay, because I have two movies that come directly into mind. Paprika, and I think it's called Tekken Kinkreet. I'll have to verify that. But those two movies are fucking amazing. An idea in the artwork and everything. It's just fucking mind-blowing. But anime-wise, I'm trying to think. Like a show. I think Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
Yeah, they're amazing, you know? I mean, to go from Super Saiyan 1 all the way to 4, I don't know how they did it. I mean, what brilliance.
4 is not canon.
I'm kidding. Fuck. Dragon Ball Z is the most repetitive shit ever. Her bad guy. Her bad guy minion. Her Super Saiyan 1. Her Super Saiyan 2. Her Super Saiyan 3. Her the fuck?
Super Fusion!
Alright.
Nigga Majin Buu. 1, 2, 3. Nigga, you got good Majin Buu, then you got bad Majin Buu. Fuck that.
Kid Buu, fucking Kid Buu.
Yeah, crazy.
And then Oob.
Oob!
Oob.
Oob!
Oob is like Gandhi. Oob is Gandhi.
Gandhi G. Whoop, whoop.
Gandhi G.
Whoop, whoop.
Yo, fuck these wolves, nigga. I'm in the forest temple now.
All right, so you don't have a proper answer, Fatty?
Show-wise, to be honest, I've seen a bunch. But I can't really, at this moment, I can't put my finger on it.
All right.
But those two movies, Tekken Kinkreet and Paprika, amazing.
All right. Go. Those count. All right. Samir, you next.
What?
Most unique anime series you've seen.
Oh, man, it has to be the one with the hamsters.
Hamtaro?
Yes.
I fucking hate you.
All right, I'm going to have to give you that one. There's not many anime series about hamsters.
Yeah, but what is that?
Hello?
Do you want to do ghost hunting?
No, yeah, I'm doing a podcast.
Wait, Gary, who's Gary?
Gary's your rival. You must
it's
do Pokemon to defeat him. Gary's your rival.
Alright, give me about 10 minutes, okay?
10 minutes? But I'm going to keep you here for an hour.
Alright, see ya, bye. Alright, we need to wrap this up in about 10 minutes.
You guys are fucking faggots. I'm going to go ghost hunting.
Shut up, it's better than anything you've done recently.
Oh yeah? Masturbating's better than ghost hunting. Fucking idiot.
What? How many times do you do that a day?
At least 20.
Exactly.
I ghost hunt every fucking weekend, okay?
Worse? What?
Not on purpose, though.
Oh.
Wait, what do you do every weekend?
Ghost hunt.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
But not on purpose.
Wait, is Bioshock out?
No. 9th.
Shit. Fuck, I don't have money.
Alright.
Shit, I'm gonna go hungry for a week. Fuck.
Alright, Amy, what's your most unique anime series you've seen?
I don't know. There are a lot of unique ones.
Alright then. Well, we'll get back to you. For me, I would have to go Fully Cooley. Because
fuck, that's a good one.
Fully Cooley is really good.
Yeah.
What a fucking bomb ass pick.
And plus, I love the ending thing. They're like thing with the Vespa. That's pretty crazy. All right, next one. The most hated series. Or what anime you hate a lot.
I hate.
Or it could be a manga series too.
Hey, shut the fuck up while I'm speaking.
Or manga.
You want to wrap it up?
No. Come on.
I really disliked Full Metal Alchemist. Like, a lot. I hate that fucking show. So overrated. Who gives a fuck? Your parents are dead. Jesus. Your brother's a suit of armor. You're a fucking midget with a metal arm. Who do you think you are? Luke Skywalker? Nigga, please. Okay. What you got? Jeez. What, do you expect me to keep going?
Nope. Alright. Smear, go.
Dragon Ball Z.
Really now?
Shut up.
Yeah.
It was it was beautiful.
I really hate how it took like 10 episodes to start a fight. And you know what I hate the most with people who just sit down and just watch it. Like, they take time.
They just sit down and watch it. Like, yeah, everyone watches. Because everyone should be watching things moving around.
I especially hate it when, you know, white fat guys who are in college just stop. Like, and they have to tell you they're watching Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, oh my god, I know a guy exactly.
Are you talking about me? Because I remember, was it 2 semesters ago? I downloaded every Dragon Ball Z episode and all I did was watch all of them in a row. For I think 2 or 3 weeks, all I did was watching all 300 some episodes of Dragon Ball Z. I'm such an asshole. It's like, what are you doing? Dragon Ball Z.
Alright.
Dragon Ball Z.
Amy,
next
you?
Time on Dragon Ball Z.
XL Saga and all of its spinoffs.
Really now?
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Retarded.
So sorry.
That's all I have to say about it. I'm not even getting into detail.
Alright then.
I hate Chobits.
Why do you hate Chobits?
God, they're fucking annoying. When you're a fuck robot, you just stay a fuck robot. Stop trying to get loved. What kind of dumb shit is that?
Alright.
Fucking disgusting.
Alright, for me, it's Ichigo 100% because the dude went for the
because
wrong
you're
girl.
A giant faggot for watching.
No, the dude went for the wrong girl! I was like, oh, fuck you! No, it's not even the thing!
It's almost as gay as watching Nana.
Nana?
Fuck. If you don't know it, thank God. God bless.
That's great. Anyways, next one. Let's see. Favorite kind of genres? All right.
Like the most giant fighting robots.
Mecha?
Yes.
You fucking idiot.
Romantic comedies.
I like romantic comedies, but I what I really like is like suspense and psychological thrillers, and like crazy psychedelic shit. Like, I love seeing people that are paranoid and shit. That's so good. Or like alternate universes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that shit. Yeah. I want a romantic comedy in alternate universes. That'd be fucking crazy.
For me, it would be like slice of life, comedies, romantic comedies, I guess. And
what's the point of slice of life?
What? It's something
why the
relatable.
Fuck do I want to watch someone go through their normal, boring ass day.
Because it's better than your boring ass day.
Oh no, it's better than your boring ass day because you need to watch that to feel accomplished. You fuck. Don't pair me in with your kind.
Right.
I'm just an asshole. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Animes and mangas you're currently following, if any. All right, so, Fatty?
Well, I don't read manga. Maybe I should go back to Yatsuba, just for shits and giggles.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it really is. So many times I just go, daw. But, on anime wise, that silly romantic comedy, I'm very disappointed with. I'll follow it, whatever. I guess I'm looking for a new anime. I can't really find any.
Just wait till next season. Yeah. K-On! Season 2? Woo!
Yeah, you know what? I have no faith in K-On! Season 2, but I'll watch it anyway. I don't know. I really don't like following a second season of animes, because it's usually full of failinades. And even if it isn't, it's just... I don't know, it detracts from the goodness of the original. And I really don't want to mess up my pure thoughts on the original series. I sound like a giant faggot.
Forgive me. You are.
I sound like a weeaboo fag.
Okay, Samir, you?
None. Weeaboo.
None, of course. Amy?
Oh, Samir, are you following Lost?
I am following Air Gear and One Piece.
Holy shit, I totally forgot about Air Gear manga. Wow. How far behind am I? Holy shit. Ah, fuck. I don't care. I don't want to get back into it.
Get back into Air Gear, motherfucker.
Why?
Do it.
Why?
Do it.
What?
It's really intense right now. Really intense.
Not as intense as One Piece.
Fuck you. I'm still catching up on One Piece.
Not as intense as my erection.
No, honestly, it's like so crazy right now. Oh, my God.
It is. It's really crazy.
No, I'm not talking about Air Gear. I'm talking about One Piece.
Who gives a fuck about One Piece? Who gives a fuck of that fucking that shitty anime and their million movies and fucking the main character, the one that with the stupid straw hat? What a fuck! He doesn't even look strong and he's kicking people. No,
it gets crazy, son. His brother gets captured, so he has to break into prison, and then he saves his brother. But and then all of a sudden, this giant dude comes out of nowhere and punches through his chest. It's like, oh my God! And then to be continued.
Who gives a flying dick nipple? Jesus Christ! It's like when the fuck do you run out of ideas to the point where you have to make people punch people in the chest? Come on.
My brother's gone. I guess I have to go to the jail and break him out. And then it's like, oh,
but here's the thing, though. You don't even know what you're talking about.
So, okay, I'm going to go to the jail and break him out, guys. So I'm in the jail, and I'm like, I totally broke him out. But this is a very boring storyline, so... Whoa! And you got this fucking hole in the guy's stomach. Really?
No,
chest.
Dude.
Correct, chest.
Dude,
shut up,
you
Steve.
Got it completely wrong, man. You didn't.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know at all.
Can we just end this or, like, do this some other time? Because this is total shit.
I'm so angry.
I'm angry.
Okay, let's skip a couple of them. Okay, most badass anime character.
The end.
No! We have, like... Okay, let's do at least three more, okay?
The most
aren't you supposed to go?
Three more!
Aren't you
Kanata.
Supposed
three
to
more!
Go?
Three
more! Kanata from
Lucky
Star. Aren't
you supposed to go?
She's pretty badass.
Okay, Samir, pick one.
What?
Most badass anime character.
I pass.
Amy?
Oh my God! Goku.
Okay.
Goku, man.
I'm going Kuwabara. Okay, if you had to pick, who would be
Kuwabara?
Kuwabara.
Kuwabara, man. He is the broest bro character ever.
Dude, even Konata from Lucky Star is less of a troll than Kuwabara.
It's Kuwabara, guys.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, asshole.
Kuwabara!
Shut up.
What the fuck was the name of the guy with the like reddish hair? What was his name?
Kurama?
Kurama, yeah. He's even more manly than Kuwabara.
Yeah, what the fuck? Kurama, man. Kuwabara. Men go mad gay for that motherfucker.
You're mad gay for him?
No. Not me, goddamn. Don't do that! Just check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Alrighty. Next one. If you had to pick, who would be your waifu or husbando? Fatty, you heard.
Who would be my husbando?
First waifu.
Alright, waifu. Who would be my waifu? I think that the short one from K-On! In the four, the second guitarist that came in.
Oh, yeah.
Asunan.
The more, the lolly
Asunia.
One. Yeah, her. See, I don't even know her name because I treat my woman with disrespect. Bitch ass. Fuck her. And leave her in the closet. Then throw her in the kitchen to make me a sandwich. Nom, nom, nom.
Samir, you?
No, I'm not done.
You're done.
No. Shit. I don't know. I can't get like a Dragon Ball Z character because they go like Super Saiyan and fucking.
And then Piccolo butt.
Yeah. So. Shit. I don't know.
Okay, you don't have to think. Okay.
I'm like gay. I can't figure this out.
Exactly. There you go. Samir, next. Samir. Who's your waifu?
I'm sorry. I don't swim that way. I don't like cartoons.
If you had to pick.
Oh, you're gay.
If you had to pick, who would be your waifu? Samir? Alright, we'll get back to you. Okay, Amy, who's your waifu or husband? Oh, your pick.
Do I have to do both?
You
pick. Yes.
I'm not forcing both, but...
Force both.
Fatty, you can do that if you want to.
Waifu... I'm not exactly sure. I'll go look it up after.
Which anime character would you love to just lick vagina with?
No, it's not which anime character you would do. Who's your waifu? There's a difference there.
No.
There's a difference.
You need to... You know what? Fuck it. Fine. I don't care anymore. I just want this to be over.
Probably.
Who would you spend the rest of your life with?
I don't fucking know. My waifu / husbando aren't anime characters.
What? Then who are they? I hope I'm not your waifu. I don't think I can.
And you will never know.
Oh, come on.
No.
Let us know.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
What the fuck? What is the point of the podcast if you're not going to speak for your opinion?
I am speaking. I'm not giving it an answer, though.
Why?
Because.
Can
we just hurry this up? I have the urge to fap furiously.
All right, fine. Podcast over. This is Bleach Man.
Thank God. Finally. Masturbated before sleeping.
Wait, what?
You see, I'm going to masturbate, see? And then your body releases hormones, which makes you tired after sex.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay.
So I'm pretty much cheating myself to sleep better.
Isn't that called NyQuil?
No, unlike you. I know. I never had NyQuil before. I'm a DayQuil motherfucker. I never want to, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, kids, masturbate before sleeping. You'll sleep so much better. Oh, never get high before sleeping. You will not sleep at all.
And plus, you have dirty sheets, too.
What? Why?
If you masturbate before sleeping.
Well, I'm not going to masturbate in the bed.
That's great, Fatty.
You know, and you're not gonna just like leave a mess. You gotta know where to unload yourself.
That is great. Okay, this is Bleach Man.
Unload yourself,
Bleach Man.
Bleach Man.
Bleach Man.
And this is Fat Man signing out.
Yay!
Yay! Do 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 do.
Dun 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 dun.